like to invite the following people to join me for lunch.
I think we should share an awesome blossom. What do you say? They are awesome.
Order!
Cheeseburger, please!
Get off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
Okay, I'll have the linguine, red sauce on the side. If the sauce does not come on the side, I will send it back.
Can I take your order?
It's time for the Lunch Rush, the latest and greatest in sports news. Here's Brady Hall.
All right, welcome back into the show. Time for the Lunch Rush. Get a look at some of the top stories trending nationally. How about this one, Angel? You just brought this one to my attention. Former Pitt wide receiver and current Minnesota Viking, Jordan Addison, charged with reckless driving. How fat he was going 140 miles per hour in a Lamborghini, according to Sports Illustrated. Wow. What is he doing driving 140 miles per hour, Angel? It's absolutely insane. And now he's in pretty big trouble. What was he taking? 23 by Minnesota?
23rd overall pick in the draft for the Vikings. Very talented receiver. But not the first time we've seen this with a receiver in the NFL. And luckily, no one got hurt in this case.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, you've seen what this can do with what the rug situation was. And yet, you're driving 140 miles per hour. Like, what?
There's no need.
Which school was it? Is it Texas that says they have a speeding problem?
Georgia?
What are we doing? Just don't speed.
These kids' money, they go buy fast cars. Cars go fast.
You know whose fault this is? Is the need for speed, Fast and Furious movies. There's 400 of those movies that just promote driving fast. And then Ricky Bobby came into the mix and he promoted.
Shake and bake, baby.
Yeah. What are we doing here? Saquon Barkley says he has considered not playing for the Giants this season, admitting during a recent interview that he might have to take it to this level. So he might be sitting on out at this point. Running back strike is happening. Isn't that just special?
I get why the thought of holding out is an option, but you bring it up. Le'Veon Bell sat out for a year, if not more. And when he came back to the league, he was not the same running back.
No, and he made...
Do these running backs really think that they can sit out a year and still be the same production that they have this year that they think is demanding these higher contracts?
It just... Use your logical brain. Like, this is not...
This is not a fight you're going to win today. You can fight it throughout the season and the off season. And you can work with the CBAs and all that. But today, with a week to go from training camp, you're not going to win this.
Well, and I keep hearing people say, well, they need to change the structure. So it's not a quarterback is guaranteed to make this much or what if you're, it's a position structure. I think that's silly anyway. You just pay the guy what you think he's worth. I don't think that a tight end should not be able to make this amount of money or whatever. I think that's weird. But no, we're not going to change the rules for the running backs because their production is going down every single year. I mean,
the running back position in terms of production it's decreased, but it's not a drastic decrease. It's just I can get that same production and value from two guys off the street.
How many guys are going to threaten to break the 2,000 yard record now? I mean, you got Derrick Henry.
Maybe Nick Chubb.
Maybe. We don't have running backs like we used to. We used to have like 5-10 running backs each year that came in and were great. But what have those guys told us? I love Derrick Henry, but what has he won? What did Barry Sanders win? What do great running backs win? Terrell Davis. But he was also with 4 or 5 other Hall of Famers. That was a complete team. Le'Veon Bell, as you mentioned, compared himself to a character in A Bug's Life. Have you seen A Bug's Life, Angel?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great movie.
Great film.
He wrote this. Disney, a long time ago, 1998, taught me a valuable lesson about sticking together. Go watch A Bug's Life. It'll put it in perspective, the running back market. The running backs are the ants. I'm Flick, the inventive ant. I took all the damage from the Grasshoppers owners. The Grasshoppers are the owners. Didn't Le'Veon Bell make bank when he left the Steelers? How is he the... How did he take the day? He made bank and didn't produce. Dude, he...
Didn't the ants kick Flick out because he was too radical and he went to go find the hero bugs? Who are the hero bugs, Le'Veon?
The hero bugs are...
Josh and Dalvin and Saquon.
Yeah, that's right. Flick left to go...
He was kicked out. He didn't
just leave. Yeah, he got kicked out because he was always creating...
He was messing with scientific experiments,
and then he
messed up all the food, and that's why the grasshoppers got mad. They had a relationship.
They had a good working thing going.
It was fine, and then Flick went and messed it all up.
They made the bugs make their food for no pay, and then Flick came in and was like, hey, I got an easier way to collect all these seeds
and berries and you know the stuff that Jerry eats.
And they're like, okay, try it. And then, yeah, Jerry's Flick. What was Le'Veon Bell's contract when he went to the Jets? It was huge, wasn't it? He made a big old stink about not getting paid with Pittsburgh, and then he got paid with the Jets.
He signed a 4-year, $52 million contract.
Yeah, and what did he do? What did he do for the rest of his career after that?
His signing bonus, or the guaranteed at signing, was $27 million.
And he's
that's a quarterback number now.
And he took the he's Flick. I just don't get that. Okay, so here's what he did when he signed that deal, after he signed that deal with the Jets. His first year, he ran for 789 yards. The next year, he only played with the Jets for that 1 year, and then he got traded? Or did he get released? Because he had 328 yards in 2020, and that was between two teams with what he did with the Jets and the Chiefs.
Yeah, I guess he was only there for a year.
They signed him for that deal because he 789 yards. He played in 15 games. He averaged about 3 yards a carry. Yeah, that's worth 20-some million guaranteed.
So that compared to what Elliott signed, he signed a 6-year, $90 million contract back in 2019. There was guaranteed money in the first 3 years. No guarantees in the last three. So there's comparison to that. And even Elliott is another example of a guy that signed a big contract who had a lot of debate back and forth with Jerry Jones about it, and he hasn't done anything since.
No.
And Zeke's a great running back, but he is not 2014 Zeke Elliott like he used to be.
No, because you're going to get 1 to 3 years of dominance from these guys.
And that's a rookie contract.
Yeah, I do agree with you 100%. The rookie contract should be 2 years. And then you're eligible. You tear it up your 2 years, and then you're eligible.
2 years with the team option on your third, and you know you treat it like that.
That way they can go sign a 5-year deal. Mm-hmm. It's a big enough deal. But this whole idea, there's like a text thread between all the running backs now. I feel like Roger Goodell could be Jan at this point in the office.
Where's he in all of this?
He comes out like Jan did when the workers in the warehouse in the office were threatening to start a union. Mm-hmm. When she comes down and she's like, if you guys do this, you will be out of the job and then you're going to be paying for legal fees. It's going to be a hell of a lot more than what you thought your raise might be or your lack of raise might be. Mm-hmm. And that's like, go ahead, running backs. Go on strike. Does that mean if you are a running back now, you can't, like, is it going to be you'd be a scab? Like what we saw in the replacements back in the 80s? What if you're not listed as a running back and you just run? It's silly. This is how it's always gone. It's just the running backs are making us think about it.
Of those four or five that are still on the market, who do you think is going to be the first domino to fall, if any?
Well, who is this? Dalvin Cook, who's a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
We got
Josh Jacobs.
Josh
you would
Jacobs,
have to trade for
Barkley. Same thing, mm-hmm. Right?
Elliott.
Ooh, yeah. I don't know, Elliott.
So yeah,
Elliott. Lasting memory is Elliott.
Eating a bowl of cereal.
No, when he was the center for the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
He got Draymond Greened on that play. He got absolutely worked on that one. Dalvin Cook.
And Dalvin's very interesting. Obviously, there's the connection with Miami. Stuff that I've seen with him is the Jets are also maybe involved, and they may just be looking to see how Breece Hall looks in camp. And then make a decision. Something could also be said for the Broncos with Williams.
But that's what we're talking about here, though. Like, Javonte Williams is a fine running back, at least according to his rookie year. But is it worth, like, Javonte Williams is already, he had about 1,000, let's just round up. He had 1,000 yard season his rookie year. Mm-hmm. Then he got hurt, tore his ACL. That's what, didn't he, wasn't it his ACL?
I think it was two things in his
knee. It was two things. That's the risk. These guys, I get it. They take more punishment. They do. But for years, offensive linemen were not getting the respect that they deserve. Now they're starting to.
They were just getting concussions.
They were. People don't talk about that. Offensive linemen get way more concussions. You just don't. They just don't fall down and they're not hurt.
It's a big, dumb offensive lineman. That's just who he is.
Because they're not getting hit so hard where it's obvious to trainers on the sidelines that he could have a concussion, so we need to check him. Guys are probably getting concussed, and then they're just like, I'm not coming out of the game. Quarterbacks and running backs and receivers get concussed and defensive players, and they go down typically because they're in those high-impact moments. Mm-hmm. Holyoke says, I'm pushing the 1,000-yard mark this season mowing my yard. Put me in, coach.
It's a big yard.
That is a big yard. It's taken me years to hit the 1,000-yard mark. 1,000 yards now is, like, you have to get 1,000 yards for me to say you're a good running back. Mm-hmm. Just good.
Receivers are the same.
Like, same way. You're
1,000 yards is like you're the benchmark for a really, really good season.
Yeah, I'm not going to, like Javonte Williams. I love Javonte Williams, but I'm not going to sit here right now and say, he is a top back in the league. Could he be? Sure. But we saw a great sample his rookie season, and then we saw him get hurt. So now you got to prove it. This is just the way the league goes, and the running backs are flipping out about it. And it's like, Christian McCaffrey, you're fighting for it, saying it's criminal, all that stuff.
Then why'd you sign that big contract?
You signed a contract. You proved that's what we want.
Well, Christian's different because he offers more to that position.
That's what we want in this position. That's what we want. If you're going to be our running back, you damn sure better be able to catch the ball out of the backfield. Phillip Lindsay could not do that, and he was small. But he had 2,000 yards in 2 years with the Broncos. And he was undrafted. You paid him nothing. That is, with a small, undrafted running back, Denver ran for 2,000 yards alone just with him. You don't think teams and GMs are looking at that going, and that's the market, man. This is the NFL.
And if you can get a rookie and a vet like that for half the price of one of these superstars, you're going to do that because I can put that money in my line. I can put it on my quarterback's contract in the future, whatever.
Yeah, why am I, like, P. Ryan and Javonte Williams, I'm probably going to get the same amount of production between those two guys as I would by Dalvin Cook by himself next year, maybe.
Yeah, 1,200 yards about.
Yeah. Dixon says 1,000 yards is 58 yards a game. Exactly. That's mm-hmm. not. Is 58 yards good? It's not.
I mean,
bad.
What'd you do with those 50? Was that, you know, 30 on one carry?
Yeah. But it's
did
not,
you get a touchdown? Did you fumble the ball?
Like, what do you consider to be a great game by a running back? Just
I'd
give
say,
me a stat line. A great game. Like, dude, he had a great game.
Say, like, 25 carries, 100-plus yards, and a touchdown.
Okay. That's a great game. Mm-hmm. A good game?
About 20, maybe around 70 yards-ish.
Yeah, so you're still, like, the problem is you got a lot of running backs in the NFL, and it ain't because they're not using them. They're getting, some of them are still getting the carries. Some of them are. Not all of them. But you got a bunch of running backs that are averaging, like, 60 yards a game. You know, you had Jacobs, 1,600 yards, who averaged 97 yards a game. Nobody's even averaging the 100. And I know it's hard to do. I get that. But you only had two players average 90-plus. And you only had four players average 80-plus. So what you just said is like a good game? Only four of those guys are really giving you that.
How many of Derrick Henry's big runs are his long touchdown runs, his 40-plus yard touchdown runs that he goes on? You know, when you bring in those averages, it really puts it into perspective that, yes, running backs are being used. They're just not being used to the point where it's so evident that their impact on the game is obvious.
Yes. It's just...
It's been shrunk down to, we need to pound the defense. We need to keep them honest. We just need to keep our linemen engaged with what we're doing and just pound their line.
We're going to pay our line, and we're going to get a good line in here. So that we remember what the Broncos used to do back in the day? The Broncos, okay, Terrell Davis was great, and this would always kind of hurt my – I've changed my mind on this. Terrell Davis deserves the Hall of Fame. He is in my prestigious Hall of Fame. But I used to say, well, he didn't play long enough, and what else? Look at all the running backs that came after him. And Mike Shanahan's zone block scheme, Mike Anderson had some 1,000 yards seasons. Elandis Gary had some 1,000-yard seasons. Clinton Portis was a damn good running back for the Broncos. Still miss that guy, but you got Champ, so. Peyton Hillis, that was with Shanny still, wasn't it? Yeah. So the Broncos were churning out running backs left and right. And they were getting productive guys, but they would disappear after about 3 years. And then they were done. That is the model teams are looking at now. Let's get great offensive linemen, put the focus there, and we're not going to pay running backs. Go on your strike. We will put our fullback as the running back now.
I mean, running backs, yes, they're talented on their own, but the offensive line can make a bad running back on paper a superstar. If they're making the holes and you can just hit them with decent enough
football vision,
you're going to get your yards.
You get those bruisers, man. You get guys that can just move people around, move the pile, push the pile, and get a running back that can fall behind. And plus, you are more at risk when a running back has the ball than, you know, when a quarterback throws it to a receiver, chances are they're going to get a few yards after catch, but probably going to have a safety or a corner well within range to tackle them quickly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback. Yeah, there's fear you're going to get tackled from behind and fumble the ball, but for the most part, quarterbacks are just like taught that ball is sacred. You got to feel when a D lineman's coming up behind you. When a running back carries it 25 times, that is 25 chances I have of a guy fumbling the football.
Mm-hmm.
And when a receiver has a good game for receivers, like 7-8 catches a game.
But you don't talk about the 2-3 drops.
Right. But even then, it's like 7-8 chances for him to fumble it. I'm giving one guy 25 chances to fumble a football.
And no handoff is going to be perfect every single time. You've seen guys, like I think it was in the Raiders game last year with that big fumble. He hit the hole perfectly, and then the ball just popped out. And that happens sometimes.
It does. Your running backs try to make extra moves, all that stuff. I'm not saying wide receivers don't fumble. Their ball security is probably much worse most overall than a running back's.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also catching, turning upfield, probably getting tackled. A lot of the times. Maybe they can get something. But running backs are in the tight, you know, in the trenches with the biggest guys on the field, on the defensive side.
Getting punched at.
The guys with the biggest arms and forearms that can rip in there and cause you to fumble, that's just another aspect to this. The risk is not worth the reward that you would get. I mean, I'm not going to pay top dollar and increase the dollar amount for a position that is the least favored position, I would say, outside the fullback on the offensive side of the football. I mean, you could say center maybe, but like left tackle, left guard, right tackle. Your tackles are valued. Your guards are valued. Your tight ends are valued. Your wide receivers are valued. Your quarterback's certainly valued.
And just the way the game has gone, those positions cost more. The Raiders would rather have Davante Adams than Josh Jacobs.
No doubt about it. Vikings would rather have
Jefferson than Cook.
If Jerry Jeudy plays at his highest level that we think he can play at, who's more valuable, Jerry Jeudy or Javonte Williams? It will be Jerry Jeudy someday. 24 minutes after the hour on Joe. Let's jump out, get a quick break here on the whole show. We have Sean Keeler coming up from the Denver Post, so stay tuned for that. Get his thoughts on the Pac-12, CU, and all that. It's the whole show. We're Northern Colorado's Voice live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. We'll be right back.
Mr. 700 Plus Wins is on KFKA. Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day is available at thewholeshow.com. If a sporting event goes strictly to stream only, does that decrease the chances of you watching it? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. 405 texting in on the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I really don't care about the Pac-12, But if there's a game I want to watch, streaming is not a problem. And I want to get to that in a moment. But I do want to thank the Eaton Country Club for everything that they do for us. Listen, I had fun golfing Monday. I'm not good at it, but I did have fun. But I got to tell you, where I have the most fun golfing is the Eaton Country Club. I feel relaxed out there. There's great golfers. There's crappy golfers. There's everything in between. Doesn't matter. You feel just a bit more relaxed out there. And, of course, you have McCarty's Grill, take a little break, all that stuff. It's beautiful out there. I absolutely love it. That's the Eaton Country Club. Find out how you can become a member today at eatoncc.net. So here's my question. If you really don't care about the Pac-12, but if there's a game I want to watch, streaming is not a problem. What if you don't have that streaming? What if you don't have that certain device or outlet? Are you paying for it? And you and I were talking about it. Like, you're not a big Pac-12 guy.
No, if there's a Pac-12 game on at 3 in the afternoon, I probably won't watch it because there's another game that I am watching. Pac-12 for me is the game to watch when the night's over, primetime's done, and it's 8, 9 o'clock at night, and you just want to watch football.
Even if it was like, for the time being, like Oregon and USC?
No, if it's like a big
like a big one?
Like a big matchup.
So let me give you a
game I'll watch.
So let's say it's 8:35. You know, your Bama's done for the day. The Bears are done for the day. Some of the marquee games are done for the day. We've got a Pac-12 coming up, game coming up. But it's on Amazon Prime, which you have, right?
Not at the moment.
Okay, what do you have? Give me one that
you
have.
In terms of sports, I have Peacock,
okay.
NBC.
It's on Peacock. You have it. It's yours. Peacock, 8:35. You're sitting on the couch. You're playing Xbox. You're watching TV. What are you doing? It's Oregon State and Utah. Oregon State, or let's go, not Utah, let's go Oregon State and Arizona. Decent. Are you switching over? I mean, again, it's you go away from your regular satellite, you switch over, you got to get to your thing, load it, now search for the game, watch it. It's not that much of a step, but are you taking, for you, it takes a little more time plugging in everything and doing all that
stuff. Well, I mean, first thing I would check the score.
Yeah, just see if it's worth
sure
watching.
It's a competitive
so you've
game.
Already. You're already, before checking into the game, you're already determining whether or not
I'm interested.
You're going to go to that game. If it were just on Channel 31, beep bop.
If it was already there, then it's already there. But
yep, I check real quick.
That's like, oh, I know that game is starting in about a half hour, and I know I've missed the first quarter. Let me check this. Oh, it's 21-0.
Yeah, I'm out.
And I'll check again in an hour and see.
And the other thing with streaming, there's no recall button on your stream, is there?
Nope.
So if I want to watch Oregon State and Arizona, but in commercial breaks or halftime, I want to switch over to if there's a game or maybe there's a basketball game on or maybe there's a movie on you're watching or something just because you don't want to watch commercials. There's no recall button. So then you got to exit out of the stream and go watch regular TV.
Go open up another app.
And now you got to open her
back up. Oh, I got to log in this one. Oh, I got to change the password because I forgot it. Oh, it's halftime.
I know it sounds like we're just, oh, you're just being like, nah.
This is what we have.
It's convenience.
This is what we have to use to watch football. And we're trying to get you guys ready so you're not confused on Saturdays
Correct.
And Sundays saying, I can't find a football game.
And a lot of people are saying, that's not really a problem for me. But
some people don't have multiple streaming services.
I have DirecTV. I actually would rather go through Guide and go through DirecTV and look at things I want to watch, games I want to watch, whatever, as opposed to going to Netflix or Amazon Prime and searching the rigmarole that is all these random shows I've never heard of before. So, like, DirecTV, you know what they do? They're going to play popular stuff, like channels, TBS, TNT. They air movies, and there's commercials and stuff, but they're not going to air these artsy-fartsy BS movies that you find on Amazon Prime and stuff. It's going to be like Iron Man 2 and, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, like all that stuff.
Yeah,
I got to go through Netflix and all that stuff just to filter out all my stuff. So I'm not really scrolling and searching. It takes forever to load it and all that stuff. Like, my wife and I are rewatching The Mandalorian. And she's, like, making sure the kid's asleep and all that stuff. So she's like, get it ready. So turn on the TV. And I go to click Disney app, and it says internet not connected. And I go, ah, exit out. Click it again. Internet not connected. Okay. Wait a little bit. I go to Netflix to, like, reboot it or something. Netflix connected. Okay, so I exit out of Netflix. Now I click Disney. It's connected. It's rolling. We're seeing the Disney logo pop up. Now I got to go to the sections. Okay. Star Wars. Click Star Wars. Go there. Mandalorian, which season was I on? For some reason, it thought I was only 15 minutes left. I finished the episode. So now I got to just, okay, I'm going to the next episode, whatever. That didn't take me that long. But how long did it take me to just simply go to guide on DirecTV, because it's already on, and say, just go channel 2?
Well, in your brain, it's as simple as turn on TV, watch movie.
Right.
In reality, it's I got to do 5, 6, 7 different things that you just said to get it set up. And then by the time you're actually watching it, it's, why did I want to watch this? Why did I turn this on?
Well, and a lot of times I like to just watch things that are easy, you know, and it's just convenient to click on it and go.
Sometimes you just need noise in the background and just turn the TV on.
I like to watch American Pickers on the History Channel. Mm. I can get on my app and watch it one commercial per episode. There's one commercial in there on the History app. Or I can just go to History Channel. And it's typically on the evenings. And I can just watch that. I'm like, I could be watching commercial-free, or I could be watching my convenience right here. It is different. It's an inconvenience. Dixon says, sorry, just tuning in, but what's going to suck about streaming is the inability to bounce back and forth between That's exactly right. Yeah, Dixon and I are on the same page without having to reload. Like, if you want to bounce back and forth between ESPN and streaming a game, you have to load the streaming device, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Inconvenience is huge. That's true.
Yeah, I remember growing up, if there was two games on you wanted to watch, you had to go get another TV and put it next to your other TV.
Or you
have
just had
two
to,
different games at once.
Or you just had to remember the channel.
Yeah, you had to know the channel numbers.
But you're right. Backing out of the stream. Okay, so this was happening during Thursday Night Football. I'll tell you right there. My want to watch Thursday Night Football, and I'm just like you, if I look and see that it's 21-3, or if I'm watching it and it's 21-3 and it's halftime and I exit out and go to something else, I will pull up my phone and put the game cast on and just, why? Oh, they're coming back. I'll go back in. But I'm not going to. You've lost me now.
No, I mean, I know last year, if I didn't have Amazon Prime, I would find a way to watch the game. But even when I would watch it on Amazon, it didn't feel like I was watching a football game. It was like, I got to go find this new TV show to put on and find the right episode for this week and, oh, it's football. Okay. It was just weird, and the presentation of it was
awful.
Well,
and then the presentation sucks because they're not paying as much, or it's not as cohesive or whatever.
Yeah,
production matters.
You can throw names and faces that people know
you
on there.
You still need a great producer. You make me sound way better than I am. That is a real thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have that plus the convenience of being able to go back and forth. If it's Thursday Night Football in late October and the Nuggets are playing at 7, maybe there's a great game I'm looking forward to, but if I'm like, I want to recall between those two games, and now I don't have the ability to do that. And again, I know it sounds lazy, but you've built
us
this way.
Too much technology. We can't access it quick enough. We're so impatient.
Dixon and I are on the same page. He literally just texted that while I was saying it. This is the most Dixon and I have ever been on the same page in the history of the whole show. You keep this up, dude, and you won't be the arch nemesis of the show anymore. You'll be the ally of the show. That's not as cool, though. He said, it's going to suck when the Nuggets play the same time a streaming NFL game is on. It's exactly what I'm saying. We have options. We have too many options, and that's good and bad. It absolutely will impact. Like, I Facebook messaged this or whatever, I posted it. If it's an in-market game, and you're telling me, like, Fox 31... we're having issues with that, right, on DirecTV. If you're telling me that I can't watch the Broncos games anymore, I've got to figure that out. Mm-hmm. I will take an hour to figure out some way to stream it. I'll do that with the Nuggets, Avs playoffs, Rockies never. CU, I will take the time. CSU, I will take the time. UNC, I would take, like, teams that I'm interested in, I'm going to figure out ways to watch. I'm also, like, I talk about them, so I kind of have to. But if you're telling me it's the Browns and the Jets, even though the Jets have Aaron Rodgers, maybe that, still, Browns, Jets, Thursday Night Football, Nuggets are playing at 6:30. I start watching the Nuggets, good game. Halftime comes. Oh, I got to get on Amazon Prime. Okay, go click the thing. Thursday, it's loading. Here we go. I watch that for a little bit.
And you get it on and it's a commercial.
Yeah, and you get it on as a commercial. You get like 10 minutes into the game even, and then you're like, oh, I bet the Nuggets are back on. Go back to them, and it's like, I'm not going to go back to Thursday Night Football until the Nuggets are over.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole point of this is, if this is the Pac-12's plan to do Apple TV or whatever, My guess is they're going to come out and it's going to be Apple TV and something like the CW, but it's going to be like 20 games, 20 football games a year.
Even that's confusing because if you're not actively paying attention to it, you're just a casual fan of your team. It's, oh, USC, I know they're playing this weekend. What channel are they on? Oh, they're not actually on a channel. They're on this web. I don't have that app.
Right.
Well, you're going to have to download it and sign up and, you'll get a week of it free and then you'll have to start paying for it. And we already saw the confusion with Thursday Night Football last year. And you give, hey, it's on streaming, but it's also on TV. Maybe if it's one of these 20 games that we selected. Yeah, it's rough.
Double A says, it's hard to switch back and forth to watch the Huskers win and see you lose. Well,
Nebraska fans coming from?
Never too early to start this Nebraska-CU stuff, this rivalry.
I bought all the tickets, so you're not getting into the game.
It just, dude, if it's, I'll give you a radio example. If I tell a listener, be caller number 5 and you get to win something, that's freaking easy, right? You should have us saved in your phone by now, 970-353-1310. That's it. I got to just pick up my phone and done. But if I say, I want you to give me a stat line of a player, so-and-so, from 10 years ago in this game, now you got to go look it up. It's easy. But you got to take the time to do it. I got to stop. I got to Google so-and-so yards, October, whatever game. Oh, I got it. Here's the answer. Now I got to call and hope I make. Oh, it's now too inconvenient. Mm-hmm. That is an easy task, but we see it from our listeners all the time. That's why radio trivia, I know the guys do Wheel of Meat and stuff. We used to do radio trivia back in the day. People don't do that as much anymore because it's just inconvenient. It's the bottom line. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. It's a interesting conversation.
Caller said, I heard we were calling for number 5. Are we giving anything away, Brady?
I have something to give away.
What's that?
I got a Rule 105 Brewery, I think it's a $15 gift certificate. You want to hook them up? The hooligans are trained. But they like me, will do things that are, that's convenient. Or is that just a random listener that listens to stations and just listens for caller number 5 all day? That could be it.
I didn't have the phone up to your ears. So. I don't want to hear your car's blinker.
Well, now that we've done it, we should give away the Rule 105
gift
card.
That's the radio rule. You can't just say call the number and then people start dialing.
People are like,
what did I win? I don't know what you won.
I don't even know if I want it, but it's free. I got to have it. Okay, caller number 5, because we lost that caller. Caller 5, I've got a $15. I think it's $15. Whatever. A $15 gift certificate to Rule 105, a damn good brewery. Caller number 5 right now, 970-353-1310. Caller 5 will hook you up. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
I was at breakfast this morning, kind of on a business-type meeting, businessy, but I was near one of my favorite places, and that was Scheels. But I'll tell you, it's hard to go into that shopping center area there in Johnstown without going to Scheels. I did not go. I was way behind. But I just, every time you go in there, man, you're going to find something that you want.
So my dad's birthday is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a big camper guy. Is there anything there that I could get for him?
Dude, I mean, they have, we might even be talking camping tomorrow, actually. We're going to have somebody from Scheels come in. They have so many unique items, things on sale, things like that, that, yeah, you can't go wrong.
All right.
You've got to check it out. What kind of, just leisure camping? Does he go fishing and stuff, too? Or
leisure. They do a little water stuff. He likes to grill, stuff outside. Big camp. He's getting into that camping phase of his life.
They got the grill stuff. They've got everything, man. Yes, definitely. That's the place to go.
All right.
Yeah, they have it all. We'll ask about that tomorrow. We'll get some more details on that. But that's Scheels, man. I absolutely love it. They've got avalanche gear for you, Lego stuff, Hey Dude shoes. It's like a big popular brand that's taking off now at Scheels. So you got to check that out as well. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. a lot of interesting conversations about the streaming world that we live in. But it's just like you think about how difficult it is sometimes to just load up a stream, you know, load up a show you're going to watch, and that's what you're going to be contending with if the Pac-12, if that's what they do. I'm like on pins and needles here waiting for the Pac-12 to make their decision.
Yeah, I mean, just they are the last ones at the table when it comes to the TV deals, and you don't want to set the expectations too high, but you also know who's not bidding on it.
Right. You know,
it's the big markets. It's the three
big. There's not enough room anymore.
Right.
So CU did come out, according to the CU's chancellor, Phil DiStefano.
Get
gosh,
that.
I cannot do that.
Steve.
I can never say that. We're just going to call him Stefano. DiStefano. There we go. Never get that one right. They are saying that, hey, this is where we want to be. That they do need new media partnerships. They do need the clarity on that. But we are committed to the Pac-12 as of right now. Phil said clearly on the news media partnerships is expected to be presented to league chancellors and presidents Thursday by Conference Commissioner George Kliavkov. He said this, I'm eagerly awaiting to hear what the commissioner has to say. But at this point, the 10 Pac-12 sounds funny schools are staying together and awaiting a message from the commissioner. We know the Big 12 reached a media deal with ESPN and Fox last fall, and then the Pac-12's ends after this upcoming season. So there has to be something done here. But it sounds like that's CU's preference, is to stay in the Pac-12. I don't think that that's a real thing.
Yeah, hearing that sounds like we're going to wait and see what the Pac-12 does before we make a decision. Because if the Pac-12 shows them their TV deal and CU doesn't like it, or it doesn't coincide with what they're projecting this program could be in the next 3 years, then yeah, it's we're going to the Big 12.
Phil DiStefano said that he said the CU's goal is to stay within the Pac-12. I think that the speculation has happened because there's not a deal at this point. There's a lot of talk about Big 12 expansion, but I don't read social media very much, so I don't know what people are saying. But I hope we'll have some direction Thursday in our meeting. He went on to say, that's where we want. CU's goal is to stay within the Pac-12.
That's
just
say that's your
lip
goal,
service.
But
yeah,
it doesn't sound very committed to it.
No.
It's like,
they're like,
you
we
would
want
say,
to get a good deal.
We're committed to the Pac-12 TV or whatever the TV deal is. That doesn't affect our decisions.
Yeah, you want to
get
it.
That sounds like we're going to see what they have to say, and more than likely we're out of here.
Oh, yeah.
With what the Big 12 is trying to do, they're trying to be that third super conference almost.
Do you think that – because there's no question that the Big 12 – we believe, right, the Big 12 is interested in primetime.
Absolutely.
Is there any number of wins or losses that would deter them from that next year?
I don't think so. What
if they lose every game?
That's an extreme example, but I think it's just it's prime.
They won't lose every game.
The potential of what he could be there and the personality and all of that, they want that on their networks.
Mm. So that's going to happen. They're going to go to the Big 12.
It's more than likely.
No matter
if Prime realizes that his draw and his name is not going to get the deal that the Pac-12 wants, he's out.
That's the main negotiating chip right now. Is it goes primetime, Oregon. What else? I mean, what
Washington.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But it's not like we don't. It's not the Buffs alone. It's just primetime. Be careful, Buffs fans. It's not just your. I love you, but it's not you. It's
him. Not anything you've done in the last 10 years.
It's primetime, baby. That's what it is. It's one of the reasons you got them. It's the Buffs. It's Oregon. It's Washington. Those are your bargaining chips right now. 12:51 the time. We'll take a quick break. Before we do that, though, let me tell you about Renaissance Insurance. Great supporters of all things we do here on the station. That's because we're local. They're local. And they're going to help you out. When you're thinking of an insurance company to go with, think of someone that supports the community. Just like the ad says, they have had our backs in this area for a long time, for over 20 years. They'll help you with risk management, commercial and personal insurance needs and workers' compensation, as well as farming operations. Give Ryan a call, great friend of mine, at 970-674-8825. That's 970-674-8825. 1252 the time. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Sean Keeler of the Denver Post will join me in the 1 o'clock hour. You won't want to miss that. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Mr. 700 Plus Wins is on KFKA. Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We had a lawyer from Cain Doolin McQuinn Young Law Firm, Mr. Young, actually, talk to us last week about how they helped somebody get, I mean, they won a case for over $700,000 for a guy that went into a store and people were leaving stuff out in the middle of the aisle, and apparently it kept happening, and the guy tripped over it, hurt himself pretty badly, was going to have surgery and medical bills and all that, and was seeking like 90 grand. That was what the company was going to do. Cain Doolin McQuinn Young Law Firm came in and said, no, we're gonna get this way more. They got $700,000 for this guy. That could be you. If something like this has happened to you, accidents happen, bad stuff happens. But businesses got to be held accountable for that. Places have to be held accountable for that. Check out our friends at trialproven.com. Cain Doolin McQuinn Young Law Firm, trialproven.com. All right, in the second hour, we're going to talk to Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. We'll talk Deion Sanders. We'll talk Pac-12 TV deals. We'll talk Russell Wilson, Sean Payton, all that. We'll talk airports, DIA, Russell Wilson. Connection. Yes. All that and more coming up next.